All right, y'all. About to go in. Talking about three fighters. All right, y'all. Hope you're having a great day. Let's get ready to go in. All right, so I remember hearing a story about Michael Jordan and how he was sick at one time. You know what I'm saying? And that particular day that he was sick, he actually was able to score a whole lot of points. All right? Mental fortitude. All right? There was another story one time where Mike Tyson had got an injury with his thumb and they had to cancel the fight. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he didn't have to cancel the fight, but I believe that I overheard that he did cancel the fight. All right? Another personal experience where one of my senseis actually at one time was feeling sick as well, but he was able to also do a great performance even though he had a issue with his health, might have been dehydrated, you know, or whatever was happening with his temperature. So my people, we got to talk about that mental fortitude. We got to talk about those injuries. Last but not least, there was a particular time also where I had an injury, and I want to talk about, you know, the three fighters. All right, let's get ready. Talk about the three fighters. Okay, my people, so a couple of times where I had injuries, you know what I'm saying, and I want to talk about this specific moment. First, I want to give a shout-out to all of you, all right, for listening in, and also I want to give a shout-out to those fighters who I'm going to be talking about in this podcast, one who I actually saw yesterday, and his name is Master Allen, also another guy who I fought with on this particular occasion in combat. Another fighter is Master Jason Lee. And also one of the other warriors, let me remember, there was a lot of warriors that day. But there was also another warrior who was injured. Myself. Oh, yeah, I can't forget myself. And I believe, you know, these were the three fighters who were injured. Shout out also to the other masters who was there, Master Andre. And also, Supreme Grandmaster who trained us all. So anyway, let's get into the story, the three fighters. So the three fighters, basically, we have been at a tournament competition, okay? And we all was injured, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, I'm not telling anybody to go ahead and compete, things like that, and still train on an injury. But then again, maybe I am saying that you could train with wisdom with that injury, you know what I'm saying, without training. Basically, to train without training. So anyway, we were in this match. Actually, we were across from Cammy Hall, called Carnegie Hall. Or no, it was called Cammy Hall. Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's the right. I had to make sure. So basically, we were in this team match against another school. And pretty much, I was sharing some of this on YouTube, by the way, but I didn't share this part. Pretty much, we all had injuries that day. And I went in knowing this. You know, my other team also did. And mine's actually got my injury with my ankle on that day of the event. You know, my other brothers, I think they already had an injury before coming. But the whole idea, we was all there to fight. And pretty much, you know, we came out victorious, you know, saying it was a team fight. And I just came to tell you about these injuries, you know what I'm saying? Because you might get an injury, you know what I'm saying? And you got to know how to deal with that injury. But also, talking about injuries, it just reminded me also that we can't let things stop us, you know what I'm saying? On another level, it could be fear, you know what I'm saying? It could be, you know, there's a lot happening in the world. And I just want to just say, you know, as we're talking about injuries, don't let nothing stop you, you know what I'm saying? Don't talk yourself with the stinking thinking out of doing what you need to do, okay? Like I said, you know, somebody recently also on YouTube got a tear in his muscle, you know what I'm saying? One of the influences, you know what I'm saying, got a tear in his muscle. He's a boxer, he's a power lifter, and he does all that. And he got an injury. And it was just, you know, the point where he had to take a step back because he overdid it, overtrained, and what have you. So anyway, guys, I just want to leave you with this. So my people, once again, the message that I just wanted to give to you is that, you know, you got to have that mental strength, that mental fortitude, okay? Sometimes you might not hear this message, you know what I'm saying? But the main thing is all athletes, you know what I'm saying, the elite ones know that it's all about that mental training. If you prepare your mind right, you know what I'm saying, your body can even overcome when you have injuries, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to tell you that whether you're in event or even if you have to postpone the event, I'm trying to just say that we got to make sure that we also have that time to spend on mental preparation. Okay, visualization, you know what I'm saying, overcoming fear, you know what I'm saying, also being consistent and putting that work in, you know what I'm saying, putting the prayers in, you know, making sure we eat the right things for the body, making sure we properly warm up and stretch so that just in case if something do pop off, you know what I'm saying, you might tear something that, you know, you got the proper warm up and you know what I'm saying, you're doing your training right. You know, so just keep those few tips in mind, guys. This is just a quick motivation, inspiration. The three fighters. Hit me up, guys, if you want some more tips on being able to have the mental preparation and mental training for any athletics, you know what I'm saying, that you might be in, or if you just needed to attain, you know, to achieve your goals that you may have. There's a lot of different things that I learned, you know what I'm saying, that if you're willing to learn, I can share with you, you know what I'm saying. And this is what it's all about, sharing, you know what I'm saying, and caring. So you continue to treat those, you know what I'm saying, injuries. You know, you got the ice method, you know what I'm saying. Some people use the soaking method. But the whole idea is just to make sure, listen, that you rehabilitate, you know what I'm saying, and keep your mind right, and you're going to be all right, all right? I'll talk with you when I talk with you. You don't forget my email, master, MasterTye. 811@gmail.com. All right. You should see the link in the description there. Have a blessed day and get that workout in. Peace and love.